New daily cases in the province ranged this week between a high of 2,799 and a low of 1,275. Note: not all symptomatic people are being tested in accordance with new Ontario guidelines. Here's the latest on new cases in Algoma as of 2:45 p.m. Algoma Public Health has not reported any new cases of COVID-19. The latest cases of the virus in the region were reported at 3:10 p.m. Friday. Here are the latest COVID-19 numbers from Algoma Public Health, updated at 3:15 p.m. on May 5 to 259,933 tested, 8,136 confirmed. Asterisk note: as of December 31, 2021, the province has limited COVID-19 PCR testing to the highest risk populations. Furthermore, some people with mild or asymptomatic infection may not seek testing. Algoma Public Health states that the numbers of confirmed cases are an underestimate of the actual number of people with COVID-19 in the Algoma region. 258 active cases, 32 currently hospitalized, 7,878 resolved, 53 deceased. Algoma Public Health is reporting that recent results from additional laboratory testing have detected the following variants of concern in Algoma: B1.1.7, Alpha, first detected in the UK, B1.617.2, Delta, first detected in India, P.1, Gamma, first detected in Brazil, B1.1.529, Omicron, first detected in South Africa. Total confirmed cases by area of residence: 6,626 in Sault Ste. Marie and area, 814 in Central and East Algoma, 418 in Elliott Lake and area, 278 in North Algoma. Comparatively, in Chippewa County, which covers Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan, and surrounding area, the COVID-19 data as of May 4 states, note, case counts have been reset to reflect new reporting format. Cases from March 2020 Dec. 31, 2021 to 5,275 total, 4,641 recoveries, 69 deaths, 3,354 cumulative positives, 3,770 cumulative recovered, 34 deaths, 0 cases currently hospitalized. Here's the latest on COVID-19 vaccinations in Algoma. As of 3:30 p.m. on May 5, population coverage percent of total population that has received at least one dose, 84.9%, percent of total population that have received at least two doses, 81.7%, percent of eligible population, 5 plus, that has received at least one dose, 88.7%, percent of eligible population, 5 plus, that have received at least two doses, 85.3%, percent of adult population, 18 plus, that have received at least one dose, 91.2%, percent of adult population, 18 plus, that have received at least two doses, 88.9%, percent of adult population, 18 plus, that have received at least three doses, 62.2%, percent of youth population, 12 to 17, that have received at least one dose, 84.4%, percent of youth population, 12 to 17, that has received at least two doses, 81.3%, percent of child population, 5 to 11, that have received at least one dose, 60.3%. APH reported cases this week, region's 53rd COVID-related death reported on May 2. Hospitalizations increase in May 3 update. Hospitalizations down slightly, active COVID cases increase in May 4 update. Hospitalizations up, active COVID cases down slightly in May 5 update.